All right, we are joined once again by Dr. Debbie Schwartz. She's an emergency room doctor at the Lachine Hospital and also a family doctor at the Mont Royal Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, good. We had some big news come down from our provincial government. Schools are going to be back first in the outer regions outside of Montreal, and then on May 19th. Here in Montreal, people will be allowed to send their elementary school children back to school. And I know you have elementary school age children, right?
I do. Yes, I do. I have elementary and daycare age children.
Oh, both. Okay. So curious to know, as an emergency room doctor, will you be sending them back on May 18th?
So I do plan to send them back. And with that being said, I mean, this plan is 3 weeks away. And I think that what's important to remember is that 3 weeks has been more like 3 months. Or even 3 years in the past couple of months. So obviously a lot can happen, a lot can change in the next 3 weeks. And I'm anxiously await what the Ministry of Education puts out in terms of their plans and preparations for this.
What is the risk to kids of that age who contract the virus?
So, I mean, it seems that the risk is low. Statistically, children have had the lowest risk and are generally symptomatic. And obviously, with that being said, that is not 100%. And there have been cases of severe illness, even in children. But the majority seem to be asymptomatic or with very mild disease.
Besides the obvious of your kids contracting the virus, Debbie, what other concerns do you have with sending your kids back to school?
I know that the reaction has been very polarized. People are scared that they will get sick. They're scared of their children getting sick. People feel that their children are being used as guinea pigs. But at the same time, I think we have done such a good job of instilling the fear in people over this and encouraging people to stay home, that I knew that this would happen all along, that when it was time to come out, that people would be afraid. And I understand that because we have put that fear there. But I think that no matter when we come out of or start stepping a foot out of our bubble, there will be risk. And that's the sad thing about the situation, is that there is going to be risk no matter when. And my opinion and my point is that there's risk whether we send our children back now or in September.
Mm-hmm. I know. Can you understand the frustration with the conflicting messages, though, that we are even still getting federally and provincially? Like I would have a hard time if I had a school-aged child right now deciding who to listen to. I feel like I'm getting very different messages from our premier and from our prime minister.
Yes, I do agree. And listen, I see the opposite point of view as well. I hear what people are saying. And listen, I definitely have my fears and as well, but I also feel strongly that waiting is not necessarily the right answer either. I think that there's no quote unquote right answer in this situation. And I think that at the end of the day, you as a family need to do what you feel comfortable with. Yeah. You can take in all the information and you can make a decision for yourself. I do not think that children with any kind of health problem or families that have a family member with a health issue should be sending their children back.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. If you had somebody in your home who was extremely vulnerable, you would maybe be making a different decision.
I advise against sending your children back in that situation. I think that this is a way to try to start to re-enter society in an extremely organized and controlled fashion, if they are able to assure that to us, obviously, if the ministry is able to assure that. With very clear protocols in place, with contact tracing very clearly. I mean, what better place, you know, with attendance sheets to be able to do contact tracing. I do think we will see an increase in cases, but I also feel our emergency rooms, I mean, they are empty. We are ready. I mean, you know, if in the fall, we may not be ready. And in the fall is when we start going over into flu season. And I fear that waiting too long may have an effect there as well because of the influx of patients with flu.
Okay.
And I also want to point out that there's a lot of families that are suffering greatly now with their children home from school for a variety of different reasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, every family is in their unique position. So I think that that's important to take into mind as well.
Absolutely. That is Dr. Debbie Schwartz, emergency room doctor at the Lachine Hospital and practices family medicine as well at the Centre Médical Santé Montréal. Thank you so much for chatting with us. And if you don't mind, we'd love to chat with you before May 18th to see if you still feel the same about your own situation and sending your kids to school. I think people are really interested right now.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to see what my position is then as well.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay. Bye.